上我愿意和大家一同讲到《使徒行传》第二十六章。
Tonight, I'd like to meditate with you the book, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26.
使徒行传第二十六章
Acts chapter 26,
第十二节到第二十节
from 12 to 20, verses 12 to 20.
那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马士去。王啊，我在路上响无的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。我说：主啊，你是谁？主说：我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做这事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。亚基伯王啊，我故此没有违背那种天上来的异象，先在大马士，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改，归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。我们每一位都知道，这一次大会的主题乃是动向与动员。
We all know that the theme for this Congress is motivation and direction.
Is that right?
Huh? Motivation and mobilization.
我们在头一天听见王永信牧师报告韩国的那一个聚会。
The first night we heard the Reverend Thomas Wong reporting the work in Korea.
当我听到在那一边最后有160万的人在一起聚会听见主的福音。
When I heard there were 1.6 million people in the last meeting listening to the gospel,
我的心里头是非常受到了感动。
My heart was deeply moved.
我所感动的还不是这160万的数字。
My inspiration was not just the number, 1.6 million.
乃是有这么多的人来听福音，看见其中有多少弟兄姊妹已经被主感动而动员起来了。
But it is the many of the brothers and sisters who have heard the God's word and are moved.To bring about this 1.6 million to come to hear the gospel.
我们这两天在听见那 mission report 的时候，都看见圣灵在各处做工。
And when we heard the mission report in the last two nights, we also have seen that how God is working in different areas.
但是我不知道弟兄姊妹，就我们中国的信徒来说，有什么样的感动。
But I do not know how our Chinese brethren react toward this type of reports.
在这几天的里面，一直有耶利米的话在我心中。
In the last few days, the words of Jeremiah constantly in my mind.
我们知道耶利米先知乃是在以色列犹大国约西亚王的时候的先知。
You know that the prophet Ezekiel was prophesying in the time of Josiah.
在那一个时候，北方的以色列国已经被巴比伦掳去了。
You know, at that time, the northern kingdom was captured by Babylon.
在南边的犹大国，最后一个王被主所用的就是约西亚。
And down in the southern kingdom, the last king that God used was Josiah.
当约西亚王才26岁的时候，由心起了爱神。
When Josiah was 26 years of age, he had the love for God.
他起来带领以色列百姓来修理圣殿。
And he led the people. He came up and lead the people to rebuild the temple.
当圣殿重新盖好了之后，以色列百姓都聚集在耶路撒冷，欢喜快乐。
When the temple was rebuilt and the people of Israel gathered together to celebrate that great occasion.
那个时候，以色列百姓说：“神已经复兴我们了。”
At that time, the people of Israel proclaimed that God has revived us.
你看，破旧的圣殿已经重新修理，非常高大辉煌。
And you see that this broken and destroyed temple and now rebuilt in this most gorgeous way.
但是这一个时候，神却打发耶利米来到耶路撒冷和以色列百姓说话。
But at that particular moment, God sent the prophet Jeremiah to speak to the people of Israel.
耶利米对他们说，你们不要以为说这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。
But Jeremiah warned them that don't you ever think that this is the temple of God and this is the temple of God.
如果你们不改变你们的行为，我没有办法与你们同在。
He said that if you do not repent from your sin and the way of life, I will never be with you.
耶利米第八章里头有这一段话。
In the 8th chapter of Jeremiah, these words.
我读给大家听就可以。
I just read to you.
我心忧愁，愿能安自危。我心在我里面发昏。
When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint.
听
了
是我百姓的哀声，在极远之处而来。
Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people because of them that dwell in a far country.
是耶和华不在锡安吗？锡安的王不在其中吗？
Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her?
这耶利米是听见了被掳的以色列百姓所有伤痛呼喊的声音。
And Jeremiah was hearing the cry of the captive Israelites.
耶利米向以色列人挑战说，你们把圣殿建造起来的时候，是真实的复兴来到了吗？
And Jeremiah was challenging the people of Israel, when you rebuild the temple, do you think that this is a real revival in your midst?
你们这样聚在在耶路撒冷欢喜快乐，就是能够叫神的心满足了吗？
When you have such a rapture joy within you, do you think that this is really pleasing the heart of the Lord?
在耶利米的耳朵却听见了千万的声音在那里哀告，在那里呼喊。
But at the same time, around Jeremiah's ear, there were thousands of voices of cry in captivity.
所以耶利米有一句非常重叹息的话。
And therefore, Jeremiah has a great yearning in his heart.
麦秋已过，夏令已完，我们还未得救。
And he said, the autumn is past and summer is ended, but we are still not yet saved.
我前几天看到一本王国贤弟兄所做的书。
And a few days ago, I read a book by one of the brother Wong.
他在为着信仰的缘故被关在监牢里。
And because of his faith in Christ, he was imprisoned.
他也不知道现在是过了几天了。
And he didn't know how many days has passed by.
一个同房间被关在监牢有三年的人对他说。
And there was one man who was in prison for 3 years, spoke to him.
他们这种监牢很高的窗口看见树叶发绿了，慢慢开花，慢慢卸下去了。
And then down right on top of the prison cell, there was a little opening. They see the green leaves coming, wither and dry, coming and go.
他说他已经看过三次这样的转变，他不知道哪一天从监牢里都能够出来。
But he has seen this, the leaves turn green and dry, and for 3 times, and still do not know when he will be saved or released.
在我自己的心里头。好像也在监牢里面一样。
And in my heart, it seems as if I'm in prison.
外面的光景一年过一年没得改变。
And the outward circumstances are changing all the time from year to year.
在表面的来看，我们蒙到主的祝福，有圣灵复兴的工作。
In the outward appearance, it seems as God is blessing the work
但是在我们里面受压的负担到底释放了没有？
But the pressure that is pressing upon us so heavily has it been released?
多少的人还在黑暗的里面没有听见主的福音，我们能够在这里平安而喜乐了吗？
But there are still untold many that are still living in darkness. How can we rejoice?
所以我深深的祷告主，主叫这一个的聚会的里面实在叫我们有一个动员的工作。
And therefore I pray earnestly before God that there may be a true mobilization in our midst in this Congress.
所以我就问主说，主到底在我们的身上你如何赐恩给我们，好叫我们动员起来。
And then there is a yearning in my heart, a prayer that Lord, how is it that your grace would work in us in such a way that we may be total mobilized?
我就想起在圣经中给我们看见那几次神如何叫他的儿女动员起来。
And then God has shown me that the different passages in the Bible, how God in each time mobilized the people.
我刚刚和大家一同思想就使徒保罗的故事。
And what I just read in the Acts is the story of the Apostle Paul.
那一个的时候，耶路撒冷的教会已经渐渐不能被神所用了。
And at that particular time, the church in Jerusalem was gradually departing from the Lord.
犹太的律法渐渐与信仰掺合在一起。
And the Jewish laws and the church become gradually merging together.
当神要借着他们把福音传到地界的时候，他们还把福音献在犹太人中间。
And when God was trying to spread the gospel to the end of the ages, and yet they are merging with the Jewish law.
但这一个时候，神就拣选了使徒保罗。
At that particular time, God has called the Apostle Paul.
我们都知道圣经比是神的话，比灵子在炉中炼七次还要炼净。
And we know that God's word has been refined in the fiery furnace seven times.
圣经除了记载主耶稣的生平用四本福音书来重复之外，
And the Bible, aside from the four Gospels that repeat the story of the life of Jesus,
只有提到使徒保罗在大马士路上所遇见的异象提了三次。
And there are only three times that in the rest of the New Testament mention about the conversion of the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus three times.
这能够给我们看见在保罗的一生的侍奉的里头产生何等大的影响。
And you can see the great impactof the life of the Apostle Paul.
在保罗在大马路上看见异象的时候，
When Paul on the road to Damascus and he saw a vision,
他没有给我们看见一个结果，马上有三千人得救，有五千人得救。
And he did not see the result of an immediate conversion of 3,000 or 5,000.
在保罗一生的侍奉的里面，传福音得救的人数并不太多。
And in the conversionsresulted from the Apostle Paul's preaching were not too many.
但是从他里头却一个爆炸的能力。
But there is an explosive power in his life.
在犹太人的中间爆炸了出来。
And is exploded among the Jewish people.
在犹太观念的基督徒中间爆炸了出来。
Within the Jewish concepts, this explosion taken place.
当外邦的人把他关到监牢里面的时候，
When the Gentile when the Gentiles imprisoned him,
当他受到了威胁要殉道的时候，
when he was threatened to be a martyr,
你会看见这一个爆炸的力量一直在那里发生。
And then they continually seeing this explosive power in his life.
使徒行传第二十六章里面，
And then in the Acts chapter 26,
他在罗马亚基伯王面前受到审判。
He was standing before King Agrippa to be judged.
你就听见这他的身上有爆炸的能力出来了。
And you can see again this explosive power expressed in his life.
这一个爆炸不一定在外面人数上有什么多少的果效。
It is not in the numerical numbers or that kind of expression,
但是explosion. 但这一个爆炸的能力一直的连锁的发生，直等到我们的身上。
But this explosive power was continuous until this day upon our lives.
如果神恩待我们，就我们有三千五千人得救的话，我们要低头的敬拜神。
If we were to have the grace to see 3,000 and 5,000 being converted, we ought to bow our heads before God.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们日常的生活的里面，在我们同学的中间，是不是有一个爆炸的能力从我们身上继续发展出来？
But dear brothers and sisters, is there such an explosive power in our daily lives or among the colleagues and students whom we are getting around?
当我们艰难受到逼迫的时候，是不是有这个爆炸的能力从我们身上发生？
When we are under persecution or being threatened, do we have this explosive power?
而在保罗的身上，怎么有这种爆炸的能力呢？
Why is it the Apostle Paul alone possessed this explosive power?
使徒保罗很明确对亚基伯王说：“亚基伯王啊，故此我没有违背那种天上来的异象。”
And the Apostle Paul boldly standing before King Agrippa, he said, "I have never forgotten my heavenly vision."
我们会看见这一个的异象成为他爆炸的能力。
We see that this vision has become the innovating power in his life.
这一个异象也成为他的一个方向。控制了他一生的侍奉。
And this vision also has determined the goal of his life and the direction of his life.
这一个的意象也告诉他神在宇宙中的工作最后的目标，所以把保罗的工作也朝着这个目标而去。
And also this vision, God has revealed to us the eternal destiny of the universe.Through the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们会看见使徒保罗一生所有的侍奉和他的传出来的信息没有离开了大马士路上的异象。
And all the serving of the Apostle Paul down through the years, he has never departed from this vision on the road to Damascus.
我们知道使徒保罗在犹太人中间是受过严格教导的人。
We know that the Apostle Paul has.Been under the strictest learning in the Jewish learning.
他自己曾说过，他是在加马的门下受教的。
He was the disciple of Gamaliel.
他说，在本国中间比许多同岁的人更有长进。
And he was one of the rare ones among his contemporaries.
他有了对基督所有旧约中的知识。
And he has all the knowledge of the age.
但是这一些的知识并没有带给保罗那一个侍奉上爆炸的能力。
But all this education and knowledge have not become the core of the explosive power.
那是那一天的圣灵借着大马士的路上临到他的身上的时候，加上他从前的知识，就成为爆炸的能力了。
But the combination of the power of the Holy Spirit and doubt upon him, and with the knowledge he has gained in the past, and become an explosive power.
头一天的晚上，玉雷公弟兄告诉我们。
At the first night, our brother Moses Yi told us,
今天基督教发展的方法原因乃是教育。
Today, the development of the Christian church is through education.
这些宗教的教育的确有果效。
And of course, there will be results through this religious education.
大部分目前蒙恩得救的人是从宗教的教育逐渐教导而起来的。
And many of the conversion were results of this religious education.
但是你我里头仍然一个不够的满足说，好像没有那样使徒时代爆炸的能力。
But there is still found wanting in our lives that this, that we are lacking of this explosive.Power.
我个人绝不敢轻看属灵的教育。
And I do not dare to despise religious education.
但是我更是求主也把圣灵的光照和能力临到我们的身上。
But I pray that the Holy Spirit will illuminate us to see this explosive power.
你看使徒保罗那一天拿着大祭司的文书要到大马士去做那信奉主耶稣子民的人。
And you know the day that when the Apostle Paul was holding the official letters to persecute the Christians.
忽然天上发光。四面的照着他。
But suddenly the heavenly light shone upon him.
他就扑倒在地。
And he prostrated before God.
听见有声音说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And then he heard the voices that Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
扫罗实在看见一个光达到一个地步，叫他的眼睛瞎了。
And the apostle Paul saw the great light that blinded his eyes.
而这个光是带着能力，叫他扑倒在地。
And this light accompanies with great power and make him prostrated before God.
自从他生下来以后，这样的加玛列在门下受教的，却从来没有一次遇到一个能力是从天上而来把他打倒的。
Since his birth and all through his education, he has never seen this explosive power in his life.
所以他知道这一定是从神那里来的。
And therefore he knew instinctively that it is from God.
但是他稀奇地听见声音说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
But amazingly, what amazed him was that he heard a voice that.Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
在他印象的里头，他是为着神发热心的，神应该称赞他才是。
But in down deep in his heart, he realized that he was zealous and religious for the cause of God.
为什么这个声音还说他是逼迫他呢？
Why is this voice that speaking to him that he is persecuting him?
所以他就问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And therefore he replied and asked, Lord.Who art thou?
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And then the Lord answered him, I am he whom you are persecuting.
不一定是太大的声音。
And this verse, this voice perhaps very great.
不一定是太雄壮的声音。
Not necessarily a loud and a loud voice.
但是这个的声音的里头却带下一个意象。
But in this voice, there is that vision.
给他看见那一位钉在十字架上的这位耶稣已经复活了。
And let him see the crucified Christ is risen from the dead.
那一个拿撒勒耶稣。
That Jesus of Nazareth.
在他的印象的里头乃是顶撞亵渎神的。
And to him, Jesus of Nazareth is someone that against and opposed God.
按照律法来说应该把他钉死的。
According to the law, he ought to be crucified.
犹太人所传扬的来说他死了三天已经被他门徒偷走了。
And according to the Jewish teaching that he was dead and buried, but his disciples stole his body away.
现在发现他活了。
But now in this moment he realized that he is a living Christ.
耶稣基督乃是已经升上高天了。
And Jesus has ascended into heaven.
这位复活升天的基督叫保罗这个人实在不能够明白。
And this resurrected Christ and ascended Christ to the apostle Paul is a puzzle. He couldn't understand.
复活升天的基督就成为头一个的因素把保罗打倒下来了。
And this resurrected Christ is the first reason that knocked the apostle Paul down.
我们知道所有的旧约的里面读圣经的犹太人对耶稣基督的印象和盼望是什么。
AndAll the Jewish people who are familiar with the Old Testament, do you know what the expectation of Jesus?
在路加福音第二章里头记载到主耶稣生下来到圣殿去献祭的时候。
And in the second chapter of Luke, when Jesus was taken into to offer a sacrifice.
那一个在圣殿的西面他怎么讲的？
And this Simon, what did he say?
他说主啊，如今可以释放你的仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
And he said, Lord, let thy servant be released because mine eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord.
就是你为着外在外邦人面前所预备的。
That is what you have prepared for the Gentiles.
也是你以色列百姓的荣耀。
This is also the glory of the people of Israel.
凡是注重旧约的人，他们都盼望他们已经落到极其悲惨和可怜的光景。
And all those who are familiar with the Old Testament and they know that main teaching of the Old Testament, they know that they are in a terrible situation.
摩西的时代已经过去了。
The time of Moses has gone.
大卫的时代已经过去了。
The age, the glory of David is past.
他们在外邦人的欺压控制之下已经有几百年之久。
They were under the oppressions of the Gentiles of the surrounding country for many hundred years.
圣殿已经被拆毁了。
And the temple was destroyed.
百姓 民被掳到外邦地方去。
And the people were captive into other countries.
他们知道神所以这样的惩罚他们，因为他们内中的罪恶。
And they knew God was punishing them and they know in their hearts because of their sins.
但是整个的以色列百姓都在罪恶软弱的里头，有谁能够改变呢？
But the whole people of Israel were under the oppression and the power of sin. Who can deliver them?
有多少人起来盼望改变这个情况？
And there are so many people they hope that they can come up and rescue this particular situation.
但是每一次他们都是失望。
But every time they were disappointed.
他们只知道当弥赛亚基督来到的时候，就是他们的拯救。
And they know only when the Messiah shall come, then their salvation is at hand.
我想我们在神面前也会有同样的认识。
We perhaps we have the same kind of expectation before the Lord.
这一个世界落到什么样的层地步？
What has the world fallen into as far as the situation is concerned?
道德能拯救这世界吗？
Can moral save the world?
经济的繁荣能拯救这世界吗？
Economic prosperity can save the world?
政治能拯救这世界吗？
Can politics save the world?
军事的大能力能拯救这世界吗？
The military might, can it save the world?
我们会看见人基本的难处，那是被罪恶所败坏了。
But the ones and foremost difficulties among men, it is the power of sin that binds men cannot be free.
世界上的人能够称赞今天科学经济是多少的发达。
And man can use his power and develop in his economic prosperity and scientific advancements.
我们却知道人的罪恶的败坏的里头已经到了无可拯救的地步。
And we know that the corruption and perversions of our sins have gotten to the place that we cannot rescue ourselves.
说能够拯救的唯一的方法乃是那一位弥赛亚来到。
And the only way to salvation is when the Messiah comes.
现在这个弥赛亚来到了。
The Messiah has come.
他要拯救全人类脱离罪恶的败坏。
He has come to deliver men from the power of sin.
他已经钉在十字架上担当人的罪了。
He has been crucified on the cross and bear the sins of the world on the cross.
耶和华已经将众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
And the Lord has laid our sins upon him.
他从死里的复活已经借着死败坏那张死权的。
And he rose from the dead. It is through death that he has destroyed the power of sin.
只有这位的主耶稣才能够拯救这世界。
Only this Jesus Christ can deliver us from sin.
那一天，保罗看见这一位复活的基督，就是神所要成功的一切的救恩。
And when the Apostle Paul saw this Christ, and he knew the day of salvation has come.
在他的心里面，正是有一个光景要爆炸了。
And in his heart and in his environment, he sees this explosive power.
保罗从来没有顾到他的地上的生活。
And the Apostle Paul has never again concerned about his earthly living.
保罗没有信主的时候，也并不被地上的享受所麻醉。
And even before his conversion, he was not bound by the things, the material things of this world.
在保罗的里头知道，人类最主要的问题是罪恶怎么能够解决。
And down deep in his heart, he realized that how can man be delivered from the power of sin?
他看见这位的耶稣基督成功了救恩，已经从死里头复活了。
And he see that this Christ who has accomplished redemption for mankind.
他要解决一切罪恶的问题。
He will solve all the problems of sin.
哦，他对这一件的事情没有办法隐藏在他的心里头，而不在外面传扬出去的。
And therefore he cannot keep this good news within him and cannot release to others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都知道这一方面的真理。
And dear brothers and sisters, we all are familiar with this truth.
但是圣灵有没有把这个的真理当作启示而光照在我们心里？
And has the Holy Spirit revealed and impressed about this truth upon your heart?
我们今天所注重的是为什么？
What are we really concerned?
难道我们还是注重我们的学位，还是注重我们个人家庭的享受吗？
Are we still concerned with our degrees alone or the enjoyments of our family?
如果这样的话，我们所得着的救恩是 什么呢？
Then if this be true, then what is the meaning of our salvation?
哦，多少的人说得的救恩不过是他生活上的点缀。
And many to salvation to many people are but just one decoration of his their lives.
多少的人他的基督教的信仰不过他是高尚的娱乐。
And to many people, the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, but just one of the higher entertainments in life.
能够一次过一次安安心心地做礼拜，而没有负担把福音传给别人的。
And time after time, sitting in a congregation and just to enjoy the message, but never intended to spread the good news to others.
我怀疑这样的崇拜到底能不能叫主的心得到满足。
And I doubt that this kind of worship is acceptable to the Lord.
在使徒保罗的里面看见耶稣基督是复活的。
And to the minds of the Apostle Paul, he is a resurrected Christ.
是超成功了救恩了。
Because he accomplished salvation.
所有人的问题的解决都在于这一位的耶稣基督的身上。
All the problems of mankind are being resolved in this person, Jesus Christ.
他没有办法顾到他个人的利益而不把耶稣基督传扬出去。
He cannot help but to spread the gospel to others.
前天我听到玉立公弟兄讲到《使徒行传》的第一章。
And a few days ago, when I heard the Reverend Moses Yee talk about the first chapter of Acts,
使徒们在橄榄山上看见主耶稣升上天上去了。
When the apostles were watching the Lord Jesus Christ being ascended into heaven at Mount Olive,
这个叫使徒们太惊奇了。
And this really shocked the apostles.
所以虽然有一朵云彩把它遮盖，看不见他了。使徒们仍然站在那里，头抬着往天。
Although there was a piece of cloud that wrapped the Lord Jesus up into heaven, but they still gazed heavenward.
我们会看见到哪一个的升天的异象，叫使徒们的心都被带到天上去了。
And we can see that the vision that this gazing into heaven, the hearts of the apostles were also captivated.
这不是他们所领会的道理的知识。
And it is not the intellectual apprehension of the truth.
这是他们所经历的一件荣耀的事实。
But it is an experience of that reality of Christ in their lives.
这个的荣耀的事实吸引了他们的心，没有办法再花时间来爱地上的世界。
But the experience of this reality has drawn them to love the Lord wholeheartedly.
我记得1969年，我在加拿大一位弟兄家里面。
And I remember in 1969 when I was living in a brother's house.
刚刚那一次是头一次人要登到月亮那里去。
And that was the first time that a man is trying to put a man on the moon.
我们在那看那个电视实况的转播。
And so we were watching the telecast.
看见那三个太空人进到火箭里面。
And we watched the three spacemen enter into the space capsule.
然后那个火箭轰就升上去了。
And we saw that great explosive power that sent the man up into the air.
因为我是从前学机械工程的。
I used to study mechanical engineering.
我知道这是多少的科学家和工程师所累积下来的果效。
And I know that this is a result of many men working together and make this a success.
哎，我看见他们两个人到月亮上去的时候。
And when I saw the two men landed on the moon.
哎呀，我真佩服人家科学到了何等大的成就。
And I admire that what men has done in the way of scientific achievement.
那一天我们全世界的人晚上都在那看 TV.
And I believe that every man on the planet was watching in television.
第二天每一个人都来谈到人登陆到月球，人登陆到月球。
The next day, every man was in the lips of every man were the conversation of how man have landed on the moon.
连六岁八岁的孩子都讲到登陆到月球。
Even the 6 and 8 years old, they are still talking about the same event.
全世界人都疯狂了一样的。
And the whole world has gone crazy about that.
但是我记得那一天晚上我在那看电视的时候。
But I remember that night when I was watching television.
我看见人的科学有这么大的成就，把人送到月亮上去。
And I see that man's great scientific achievement that can put man on the moon.
但是好像我透过电视看见另外一幅图画。
But then it seems as if I have seen through the TV and seen beyond the TV.
看见有一座小山上，我 围着了一百多个人。
And I can see that there was around a small hill, surrounded by 120 some men.
在这里有一个的人也没有火箭的帮助，他就慢慢慢慢升到天上去。
But there was a man that gradually elevated up into the heavens, but without that explosive power that sent him up.
从神创造人类了之后，头一次一个人类从地面上升到了高空。
And since the creation of the world, that the first man that ever that went up into heaven without any other power.
这就说到所有的人类都有一个盼望，一同升到天上去。
And that tells to me that there is a glimpse of hope for any man to live in this earth.
而所有的人能够升到天上去，就是那一个人所有的果效。
And all the men that will go to heaven because of the results of the work of this one man.
我就发现这是人类历史以来最大的转捩点。
And this is the turning point of human history.
人类可以从极深的痛苦和失望里头转变了过来。
And man can turn to God with hope, even though he is in despair.
受造的人类可以升到高天，与神永远同住。
And the creature that is created by God can be with God and to be with him forever.
而所有的焦点在于这位耶稣基督的身上。
And all the central point is centered on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我深深地感觉到乃巴的使徒们跟着主耶稣的心，跟着主耶稣，他们的心都升上高天了。
And I can envision that where the apostles looking at Jesus when he was going up into the heavens, their hearts went with him.
没有第二件的事比这个更加的重要。
There is no other thing more important than this one.
他们丢掉了所有地上的事，来到耶路撒冷城外小楼上有十天的祷告。
And therefore they set aside and put aside everything and went into Jerusalem to that small room and to pray for 10 days.
我们的灵里头有没有看见基督耶稣复活了，升上高天了？
Dear brothers and sisters, in your spirit, do you see that Jesus Christ Christ rose from the dead and ascended into heavens.
我不是问你们知道不知道。
I'm not asking you whether you know it or not.
如果圣灵把这个东西光照启示在我们里面的话，我们是有感觉的。
If the Holy Spirit has illuminated in your heart about this truth, there is some sort of consciousness about that.
有一个的能力会在我们里头推动着我们的。
There is some kind of power propelling us toward that direction.
你会叫着跳着说耶稣基督从死里头复活了。
And we will make a leap and jump that Christ has risen from the dead.
人类的拯救不是物质上生活程度的提高。
And the salvation of man is not the elevation of living standards.
人类的拯救不是政治制度的改变。
The salvation of man is not the reformation or the changing of politics.
人类的拯救乃是罪恶蒙到赦免，靠着神的大能被升到高天之上。
The salvation of man is being delivered from the power of sin and elevated into the heavens.
使徒们在那个橄榄山上，这个就成为他们爆炸的能力。
And when the apostles surrounded at Mount Olivet, they saw this explosive power in their lives.
使徒保罗在大马士路上，同样一件事就成为他爆炸的能力。
And the vision at Damascus of the apostle Paul became the explosive power in his life.
但是保罗所领会的不仅是主耶稣完成的救恩。
But what the Apostle Paul apprehended that day, not only what Christ has done on the cross.
他说他是要叫人因着信主耶稣得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
第几节？ Verse 18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God.That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith in me.
他从耶稣基督复活那里开始看见。
From the day of the resurrected life of Jesus Christ.
到最后的结果，那是所有成圣的人在永远的荣耀的里面。
To the end of the age, you see all men that are saved and sanctified in Christ.
主耶稣不光拯救我们脱离了罪恶审判。
The Lord Jesus has not only delivered us from sins.
不光拯救我们免去了罪恶的攻击。
And not only that protect us from the attack of our sins.
他要带领我们到有一个地步，与他全然成圣，在荣耀里头一同承受基业。
But he has also led us to live a sanctified life until we'll be with him.
哦，他不只看见基督复活升天了。
He saw not only the resurrected Christ.
他看见千千万万的人一同在荣耀的里面和主耶稣在一起。
And he also saw the multitudes that are sanctified and in glory with Christ.
哦，这是一件何等荣耀的事实。
What a glorious thing that it is.
使徒行传第一章也是一样。
The first chapter of Acts talking about the same thing.
当门徒们在定睛望天的时候，
while the apostles that were gazing into the heavens,
两个天使显现责备他们，
and two angels appear and rebuke them.
你们为什么站着望天？
Why gazing ye into the heavens?
你看见基督复活升天而站在那里是错误的。
If you see the resurrected life of Christ and stand there, it's a mistake.
这是所谓属灵派所做的事。
And that's what the spiritualists emphasize.
把属灵的事情都当作一种高尚的享受。
And they make all spiritual things that are a higher type of enjoyment.
把圣经的事情只当作一个学问的研究。
When they treat the Bible, biblical knowledge as an intellectual activity.
天使说你们看见这样往上去，他还要这样往下，还要这样来。
And the angel said that how he has ascended into the heavens, he will come likewise.
但是要记得他如何能够再来呢？
But we must remember,How is he going to come?
从他往上去到他再来。
From the moment that he was going up into the heaven until the time he comes back again.
那是有一个过程。
There is a process.
这一个过程是什么？
What is the process?
是从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
It is from Samaria to Jerusalem and to Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.Earth to be my witnesses.
在主耶稣基督的身上，他已经完成工作，升到高天了。
Well, the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished his task, and he is going back to heaven.
他能否从高天之上再次来到世界？
But when he comes back down again,
乃是在乎门徒们肯不肯从耶路撒冷直到地极为主做见证。
It is depending whether the disciples of the apostles are willing to go into the uttermost part to witness and spread the good news.
为什么是这样？
Why is it that way?
我当初升上高天的时候，就这一位复活的耶稣基督。
Because when he went into heaven, this resurrected Christ.
他要从天上再来到地上的时候。
And when he comes back to the earth.
他要与众圣徒一同降临。
And he will come with the saints together.
从他一个人变到了千万的人。
And from one person, he will bring thousands with him.
从一个人得到荣耀，变到千万的人一同得到荣耀。
And one person receive glory and translate thousands into glory.
除非千万的人和他一同得荣耀，否则这位耶稣基督不会再来到地上。
Unless that the thousands will be in glory with him, this Christ will not return to earth again.
所以在使徒们的里头，不是在耶甘兰山上等候的问题。
And therefore, to the apostles, it is not the waiting at Mount Olivet.
那是他们赶紧回到耶路撒冷去传福音的问题。
The problem is that whether they are daring to go back to Jerusalem to spread the gospel. The problem is that whether they are daring to go back to Jerusalem to spread the gospel.
从耶路撒冷到撒玛利亚，到犹太去传递，直到地界去传福音的问题。
And it's from Jerusalem to Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
哦，在使徒保罗大马士路上所看见的异象。
What the vision that the apostle Paul on the road to Damascus?
他也不光看见耶稣基督复活升天了。
He did not just see that Christ rose from the dead.
他也看见有一般成圣的人和他一同在荣耀里头得着基业。
He also saw the great multitude that rose from the dead and to be in glory with Christ.
主所对保罗说的话已经非常的清楚。
And what the Lord has told the apostle Paul was very clear.
主说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And the Lord said, "Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me?"
你从福音书和使徒行传去看，保 扫罗从来没有逼迫过主耶稣。
And from the Gospels, we know that the Apostle Paul has never persecuted the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣钉十字架的时候，扫罗没有份。
When the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, Paul was not there.
扫罗只逼迫在耶路撒冷信奉主耶稣之名的人。
And what the Apostle Paul persecuted was the Christians at Jerusalem.
但主耶稣说，你是逼迫了我。
But the Lord Jesus said, "You persecuted me."
如果保罗清醒的话，要问主耶稣，我哪一天逼迫你了？
If the Apostle Paul happened to ask the Lord, "Which day did I persecute you?"
但是这一句奇妙的话，叫他忽然醒悟过来了。
But this wonderful phrase has awakened him.
耶稣基督一从死里头复活的时候，他已经把他自己释放而扩大，成为教会。
And he has seen this resurrected Christ, not only him, but how the church is enlarged.
什么是教会？
What is a church?
教会并不是一般人在理智上信耶稣基督的救恩是不错的。
A church is not a group of people that are intellectually accepted the gospel of Christ.
教会并不是一般的人在的理智上同意耶稣基督的救恩是对的。
And a church is not a group of people that are sitting in the church that agree intellectually what the gospel is taught.
教会乃是有一般的人有耶稣基督活活的住在他们的里面。
The church is a group of people where the believer has the life of Jesus Christ in them.
有一位弟兄说了很好。
There was one brother said it very nicely.
什么叫做教会？
What is a church?
教会就是把天下所有的基督徒加起来，把他们原来的人减掉，剩下的基督就叫做教会。
And a church is all the multitudes of people gathered together that the old man die, whatever left is Christ, and that part is the church.
我们中国人的背景要剪掉的。
Our Chinese background has to be cut off.
美国人的背景也要剪掉的。
The American background has to be chopped off.
中国人的文化和观念要剪掉的。
The Chinese culture and concepts has to be dropped out.
西方的文化和观念也要剪掉的。
The Western culture and concept has to be taken away.
我们个人的个性和脾气要剪掉的。
And our personal temper and character has to be taken away.
所有在我们人身上的都把它剪掉了。
And all that belong to that carnal man has to be dropped out.
剩下的基督就叫做教会。
Whatever is left is Christ, that is the nature of Christ is the church.
所以保罗在以弗所第一章二十三节说，
Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, the Apostle Paul said,
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is the fullness of the one that fills in everywhere.
在我们中文的领会的里面，常常叫我们不容易准确。
In the Chinese, it's very hard for us to comprehend.
在英文的里头，乃是说到这是个 fullness， 充满。
In the English, the word used is fullness.
乃是充满万有者的丰满。
And that is the fullness of him that filled us in all.
充满万有者就是耶稣基督。
The one that filled in all and in all is the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督有一天满出来了。
And there will be one day this fullness of Christ will be manifested.
哦，当主耶稣还在地上活着的时候。
While the Lord Jesus was on earth living.
他说我有当受的洗还没有受，我的心是何等的困迫。
He said, I'm so troubled because I have a baptism to be baptized.
他说他这一位荣耀超过时间和空间的神竟然限制在一个肉身的里面。
And this glory of God that transcends all the world and yet imprisoned in this human body.
他那一个时候如果在耶路撒冷就不能够同时在加利利。
And at that time when he was in Jerusalem at the same time he cannot be in Galilee.
他受到时间和空间的限制。
He is limited by time and in space.
等他一定十字架复活的时候。
But after the crucifixion and the resurrection.
他就从那一个身体的限制中间扩大出来了。
And he transcends the limitation of man and intensified.
释放出来了。
He was released.
他就能 够进到千千万万肯相信接受他的人里面。
He can enter into all the human hearts whoever will open their hearts to him.
这一般接受他的人里面都有耶稣基督，他们这一般接受他的人就叫教会。
And whoever opens his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, he is a believer, and Christ is in him.
教会不是一个礼拜堂。
And that is a church, and it is not just a building.
教会并不是一种的组织。
And the church is not just a mere organization.
就是教会乃是这位耶稣基督经过复活而扩大成功的。
And a church, it is the, through the resurrection life, and then intensify and multiply.
因为看见基督和教会是永远不能分开的。
Because Jesus Christ and the church can never be separated.
就着他感情来说。
And in the emotional term,
教会乃是妻子，基督乃是丈夫。
And the church is the bride, and is the wife and the bride, and the church is the groom.
就着他工作的做法来说。
In the functional aspect, we can say it this way.
教会是身体，基督乃是头。
And the church is the body, and Christ is the head.
但是就着它里面的内容来说。
But according to the initial, the content, we can say this.
教会就是基督，基督就是教会。
And Jesus Christ is the church, and the church is Jesus.
除了神没有把他那一个创造万物的神性赐给人之外
and aside from the divinity or the deity that he has not given to man,
其他我们和基督是完全合而为一了
and all other parts we are united with him.
所以保罗知道什么叫做基督徒
and that's why the apostle Paul alone knows what it means to be a Christian.
基督徒就是基督
And a Christian is equated with Christ.
什么叫做教会?
What is a church?
教会就是基督。
A church equated to Christ.
当1958年的时候。
In 1958,
主把这一点的事情好像放在我的心里面。
The Lord seems to have laid upon this little thing upon my heart.
在我的侍奉的里头有一点的改变。
And there is a change in my service for the Lord.
从前我信主之后总不敢做一件事得罪基督的。
And,
从前
before I do not dare to do anything against the Lord.
但是教会算什么？
What is a church?
看看教会有好多毛病。
Oh, there are too many problems in the church.
好处看不见，毛病都给我们看见
了。All the good things we do not see, but all the problems I see.
我一来到基督的面前，态度很严肃。
And when I come to the face of the Lord,
一来到教会的面前，教会还不如我了。
And when I come to the church.When I come to Christ, my attitude was very solemn. But when I come to the church, everything changed.
但是等到我看见这一件事情之后
But when I see this important point,
我心中知道如果我得罪教会的话就是得罪基督
When I see that if I sin against the church, I'm sin against Christ.
而今天我们在地上侍奉什么
What are we serving the Lord today?
我们侍奉这一位基督
We are serving this Christ.Christ.
升了高天之上坐在宝座上的基督
He is ascended to heaven and is sitting on the throne.
我请问你这样一位高天的基督你怎么侍奉法的
How do you serve this Christ who is sitting on the throne in the heavenly?
我们真的侍奉基督的话乃是在侍奉教会
Our real service of Christ is the serving in the church.
当我们传福音叫人得救的时候主耶稣就把账算在他的身上
And when we preach the gospel to others and they are saved they will, he will put the account on Christ
当我们把一杯的凉水给小子人一个喝的时候主耶稣说他不能不得到赏赐
If we were to give a glass of cold water to the little ones and we will have our reward
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们太容易轻看人的灵魂
And dear brethren we look very lightly about the souls of men
我们太容易轻看在教会中的没有恩赐的弟兄姊妹
It is too easy for us to look down on those who are not so gifted in the church
我们觉得有一些基督徒在教会中多他也不多少他也无所谓
And we look upon some of the members of the church whether we have them or not it doesn't make much difference to us
那一些有恩赐被主所用的那才是我们众的眼睛所注重的
But those who are gifted and talented and we pay such premium in their lives and in our attitude
请问我们是侍奉人或者是侍奉神呢
May I ask you whether we are serving God or we are serving man?
使徒保罗看见基督是已经扩大出来成为教会了。
And the apostle Paul that the Christ has enlarged into the church.
所以他在腓立比书第一章的里面。
Therefore, in Philippians chapter 1,
他说他巴不得离世与主同在，这是好的无比的。
He said to be absent from the world is the greatest thing that he can desire.
然而为着你们。我应该还活的时代。
But for the sake of you, I remain in this world.
是为着腓立比的教会吗？
Is it really just for the church at Philippi?
表面上是为着腓立比的教会。
It appears to be.
但是事实乃是为着主。
But in reality, it is for the Lord.
刚刚弟兄提起哈森泰勒的话。
A little while ago, somebody mentioned about Hudson Taylor's word.
我如果有一千条的性命的话，没有一条留着不为着中国。
If I were to have 1,000 life, I would not keep one for myself.
我如果有千万的英镑的话，没有一个镑不留着为着中国的。
And if I were to have 1,000 pounds, there would be not one pound that I would not use for China.
最近我感动下面还有一句话。
But I see there is another sentence at the bottom.
不是为着中国，乃是为着基督。
It's not only for China alone, but for the sake of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，凡想直接侍奉基督的人，都是幻想的人。幻想直接侍奉基督，而不侍奉教会。
All those who are serving Christ, they are not illusionary.
那保罗说：“亚基伯王啊，我故此没有违背。”那种天上来的异象。
He said, "Oh, King Agrippa, I have never violated my heavenly vision."
所以他从耶路撒冷到大马色到各地来做什么？那是把福音传给人，来建造各地的教会。
And therefore, he traveled from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the uttermost part to spread the good news.
基督已经升上高天了。
The Lord Jesus Christ has ascended into the heavens.
我们没有一个人加上任何的力量。
And there is not one bit of strength that added to us.
但是他的教会能否长成？
But whether the church can grow or not,
圣徒能否成圣,
whether the Christian can be sanctified,
乃是在你我今天的责任上。
It is depending on your responsibility and my responsibility.
所以保罗说，我要补上基督患难的缺欠。
And therefore, the Apostle Paul said, I want to complement it.To complement the suffering of Christ.
基督为我们的罪钉十字架的苦难是我们没有办法加上去的。
And what the Lord Jesus Christ has suffered on the cross, we cannot add anything to it.
但是能够把他的十字架的果效成功的人身上，成功的圣徒的身上，这里有一个患难的缺陷需要保罗补上去的。
But the effects of the life of Christ that can be affected to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一个的缺陷在今天乃是在我们的身上。
And this is the responsibility rest upon us.
是在侍奉的里头，没有一个侍奉没有苦难的。
And there is no service without tribulation.
不要以为说今天主特别恩待我们，我们今天侍奉非常的顺利平安而没有苦难。
And don't you ever for a moment to think that while everything is running smoothly in our service and everything will be all right.
如果我们侍奉中间没有苦难，或者是我们幼稚，或者我们已经走了世界的道路了。
And if in our service there is no agonies and pains, then maybe we are too childish or we have gone into a worldly way.
神所亲自呼召的保罗，他一生的侍奉的里头是满了苦难的。
But the Apostle Paul, whom God has called personally, he has persecution all through his life.
这在他大马色路上的异象中间也已经看见了。
And he also saw this completely when he saw the vision on the road to Damascus.
因为他问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Because he asked, Lord, who art thou?
如果我想那一天，我如果是主耶稣，怎么回答他？
I was thinking.What would I say if I were the Lord Jesus?
我一定说，我就是那永古就有的，到地上来成为人，从死里头复活，升上高天，坐在至高者右边的基督。
And I would answer him from eternal to eternity, I'm God, and I was the one who died, buried, and rose again, and now ascended into heaven and sitting on the throne of God.
多神奇啊！
And how glorious that is!
但是很稀奇，主耶稣怎么说？
But it's very surprisingly, what did the Lord Jesus say?
我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I am the Jesus whom you are persecuting.
可怜兮兮的。
How pitiful.
那一位的基督乃是受到保罗逼迫的。
And this Christ was being persecuted by Paul.
哦，主耶稣一直到今天是一位受逼迫的基督。
And the Christ, even until today, he is a persecuted Christ.
人可以把逼迫加在他的身上。
Man can add this persecution to him.
人可以逼迫他到一个地步，把他钉死在十字架上。
Man can persecute him to the point to put him on the cross.
就是在他十字架上死的时候，他说成了，救恩都完成了。
But the surprising thing is this: when he was dying on the cross, he said, "It is finished. It is finished."
救恩乃是借着十字架所成功的。
And salvation is accomplished through the crucifixion on the cross.
使徒保罗说，希利尼人要智慧。
And the Apostle Paul said that the Greeks love wisdom.
犹太人要神迹。
And the Jews were looking for miracles.
我却是传钉十字架的基督。
But he said, I preach the Christ crucified.
在希利尼人是看为愚拙。
And to the Greeks, it was foolish.
在犹太人是绊脚石。
And to the Jews, a stumbling block.
但认识神的人基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
But to those who know the Lord, it is the power of God.
哥林多后书第四章保罗说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul said,
我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里。
And we have this precious stones put in an earthen vessel.
要显明这莫大的能力不是出于我们，乃是出于神。
But this great power is not originated from man, but it is from God.
这一个能力它是如何显出来的？
How did this power manifest?
他说我们四面受敌却不被捆住。
And he said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
经历困难却不致失望。
We were perplexed, but not in despair.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
打倒了却不致死亡。
Cast down, but not destroyed.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们的身上。
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Christ also of Jesus might be made manifested in our body.
这一位的宝贝耶稣基督在我们瓦器里。
And this precious Christ is living in the earthen vessel of ours.
他的能力是如何彰显出来的？
And how does this power manifest through us?
不是在我们顺利的时候。
It is not through the smooth circumstances.
不是在我们工作兴旺的时候。
It is not while the work is in prosperity.
不是在众人称赞我们的时候。
It's not in the moment while all men are praising us.
乃是各样的艰难逼迫困苦都压在他的身上。
But in that adverse circumstances, it is there the power of God manifests.
压到一个地步，好像失望了。
And until a point, it seems all in despair.
好像死亡了。
It seems as we are dead.
但是可以看见耶稣基督是钉十字架，他那一个能力会叫我们冲破了逼迫和艰难，仍然来为主做见证。
But in that moment, we have the glimpse of that power of the resurrection Christ, and we have the greatest hope.
当我前几天读到王国先弟兄那一本《行过了死荫的幽谷》
When I received a book by Brother Wong, Go to the Valley of the Shadow of Death.
他在监牢里面的时候
When he was in prison.
不知道他的前途如何
He did not know what the future will hold for him.
他可能马上要被枪毙
And he could be put to death immediately.
或者他要送到地方去受劳动改造。
And he could be sent to different place to the labor camp.
但是当他在监牢极其孤单软弱的时候
，But while he was weak and lowly in prison,
他忽然看见耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
But he saw the crucified Christ.
哦，这一位。创造万物的神曾被人钉在十字架上。
This creator of heaven and earth is being put on the cross.
就是这一位钉十字架的基督才把救恩完成的。
It is through this crucified Christ that the salvation is wrought for us.
我人发现我所受的逼迫和苦难远比不上主耶稣基督所受的。
So he sees that all that I'm suffering now is not worthy to be compared with that which Christ has suffered for me. So this resurrected Christ become a power in his life. So in prison, he a witness to other prisoners. And he met many of the prisoners to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is an explosive power. In my own life, when I read such a story, perhaps he only saved 3 to 5 people. But the joy within my heart, just as if when I heard there were 1.6 million people listening to the gospel, perhaps even a greater, much more explosive than that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brethren,
你我的里头有没有看见这一位的耶稣基督?
In your heart, have you seen this Christ?
他已经复活了。
He rose from the dead.
他已经把他自己扩大出来了。
He has intensified or multiplied his body.
他在十字架上完成了他的工作。
On the cross, he has accomplished his task.
但愿圣灵把这样一位的基督当作如何启示在保罗里面的，今天也启示在我们里面。
May the same Christ that is revealed in the hearts of the Apostle Paul reveal in our hearts.
我绝对地相信。
I'm convinced when the Holy Spirit so illuminates our hearts, and we cannot return to our home with the concern only for our degrees or the comforts of life. And this explosive power will take a different turn in our lives. Whether in smoothen days, or in days of difficulties, we will still witness for Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is forever and triumphant Christ.